Andean Adventures, an unexpected search for meaning, purpose, and discovery across three countries. Copyright 2020 by Alan J. Alonzo Wind. Imprint, independently published. Read by the author. My gratitude. As a way of saying thank you for purchasing this book, I may provide exclusive free content in my private email newsletter distribution list. Please email me at enableennoble@gmail.com or go to the website at https://enableennoble.net. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my wife and daughter, Katia Mabel and Katrina Rose, who joined these adventures in progress, have been loyal, patient, and accepting, enduring far more than ever could have been expected of them. It is also dedicated to my parents, Mel and Peggy Wind, who encouraged my curiosity and inquisitiveness, and to my sister Yvonne, who has been always supportive of my writing and traveling over the years. Introduction. Over the last 3.5 years, it has been hard to find much inspiration and motivation in public life. The intense political polarization filters what news there is from here or the outside world. We only see a particular set of frames from the horror show reel that is unspooling. This long-feared yet poorly anticipated global pandemic has placed us into a contaminated and chaotic coronaverse, where international discourse and exchanges are largely suspended. There are few venues and fewer means to consider the needs of the poor at home and the neediest of developing nations around the world. While many of the wealthiest have done very well for themselves during the pandemic, many people are strapped financially and getting more desperate to be able to meet their basic needs. Unemployment and underemployment are far higher than official rates and claims. Look at the size of the food banks and lines over this year. There are sad reports of big increases of shoplifting by people just for the basics of food to survive. I worry that we live in a society where many people simply prefer to look away and ignore the ills and evils of daily life. The idea of philanthropic service and caring for others seems to wane as the numbers of the impoverished, the homeless, and the hungry grow. That's not universal, I know. There are many remarkable stories of people out there who do care and do generous things, but the mores of the culture have coarsened and changed, and even in the face of the coronavirus catastrophe and the protests last summer against police brutality and racism, the divide and selfishness has grown. If there is a growing divide, how can we bridge it? Some praise the military draft for its role in the past, for building bridges between communities. But that seems unsupported by data or credible experiences. The idea of a value to citizenship and patriotism, expressed by pooled or shared sacrifices and service, was raised in the immediate post-9/11 era, but never acted upon. It was a lost opportunity. The value and benefit of obligatory national service was floated again during the 2019 primary season by the Buttigieg and Sanders campaigns. Mayor Pete talked about how a shared service obligation could be a unifier to build bridges between the young people of red states and blue states. Yet few, if any, mentioned it further in 2020. It did not make it into the 2020 national platform of the Democratic Party. As we struggle now in future months and years to recover from the damages of 2020, I think a national service obligation, as well as incentivized voluntary service at home and overseas, should be taken up again in the new administration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Peace Corps and the domestic action programs were useful channels for promoting national service in the past, yet again, never funded or taken to the scale to have a greater impact. Peace Corps was completely uprooted globally at the start of the pandemic for the first time in its nearly 60-year history. Volunteers were evacuated globally and abruptly discharged early. Will they ever return? Hopefully, new volunteers will be able to apply and be assigned in 2021 or 2022, but it is still uncertain at this time. at least Congress fully funded the expected appropriation for Peace Corps. I am offering this book to recall another time, where and when the call to service by President John F. Kennedy still resonated. I want to remind us when service in Peace Corps and humanitarian non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, abroad or at home, offered a chance to do more and to build understanding, when service abroad offered greater meaning and purpose. I believe President Kennedy's call to service still has relevance for us today. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. In the globally connected world of today, the 24-hour news cycle and the clear climate emergency, which will affect all of us in so many ways, we need to modernize that call to ask not what your world can do for you, but what you can do for your world. This book is written for the generation that has seen their opportunities and futures seized from them by the viral pandemic, even as they have mobilized to try to fight against the virus of racism and inequality. It is also for the rest of us, those with children or grandchildren, all derailed by the disruption and the deformed public discourse of these last few years, and the crescendo of horror of 2020, a horror both here and abroad. Words have power. I have some stories to share, with a few insights and aspirations which grew from those experiences. I am, despite all, fundamentally a glass-half-full kind of guy. My own life took a direction I had never anticipated from the start. I served in Peace Corps a full 2 years, thinking I would return home afterwards. That proved not to be the case. I saw the most abject poverty and struggled to find ways to grasp how to fight it and how to understand it. I saw plenty of action in decades of service overseas. I was shot at, arrested, threatened by illness, or threatened by expulsion. I also encountered the most unexpected pleasant surprises along the way. I lived and worked almost 4 decades in Latin America, Africa, and the Middle East. Although I've also seen crushing disappointments, I remain relentlessly and stubbornly optimistic. The rich and enlightening experiences I faced at the first steps of my career helped me shape all that came after. I want to share all this with you, dear reader, in a spirit of fellowship and sincerity. There are lessons and experiences that are informative and instructive. This book represents one important slice of my life story and that of many wonderful people. Are you, perhaps, considering life options of greater meaning and purpose once we get through to the other side of this coronavirus? Are you interested in finding other relevant opportunities overseas for service and building the future? Are you interested in a story of failure, redemption, challenges, faith, and perseverance? Though I would go on to others, the Andean adventures here are the first which really determine my life. These were formative and decisive. The Andean countries of Ecuador, Bolivia, and Peru are not that far from the United States, but they also were and remain a different and unfamiliar world to most, far less known than our immediate southern neighbors that have been targeted by those more interested in a wall than a bridge. Feel free to let me know what you think. And since the story of Andean adventures is one that begs a context, it seems best to start from the beginning. How I ended up with a sense of calling and how I ended up going to the Andes in the first place are important parts of the story.